Welcome to the April Parish Council meeting. Just as a reminder, the meeting's been held by video conference. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to broadcast it live because we had a technical problem. So what we're going to do is we're recording the meeting and then we will put the recording of the meeting up later on after the meeting has finished. I've already mentioned just a few moments ago that I've asked everyone to mute their microphones. I don't know whether, Tony, you've got yours muted, have you? I think so. Let's have a look. Yeah, you've got yours muted. Excellent. So if you want to speak, then please turn your microphone on. At each agenda item, I'll ask each councillor in turn if you've got any comments you want to make. Remember to unmute your microphone if you do want to speak. You've probably seen the question and answer sessions where very famous journalists completely forget to unmute their microphones when speaking in video conferencing. So it's important that everyone has the opportunity to be heard. And so what I will be doing is just making sure that people speak just once on each item on the agenda, which because otherwise it's going to be quite difficult to do it. And also that people speak for a maximum of 2 minutes. These are already in the standing orders anyway. Where possible, I'll call for votes on motions in like a group if possible. When we come to voting, I'll ask each councillor in alphabetical order to state how they wish to vote, for, against or abstain. I'll vote last. Once councillors have declared a vote, I'll declare the outcome of the vote. The votes will be recorded in the usual manner in the minutes, unless a councillor calls for the votes to be recorded. If such a request is made, then each individual councillor's vote will be minuted. Okay, so let us now start with the agenda. And before we actually get going onto the whole of the agenda, I'd like to make a proposal that we suspend Standing Order 1B, which is to say that a motion including an amendment shall not be progressed until it has been moved and seconded. I'd like to suggest that effectively we suspend that motion to mean that we don't need to second every motion, because otherwise it'll just waste time. So given that I actually do need someone to second the motion to do that, can I ask for if anyone wants to second my motion?
Yeah, I'll do that.
That's Don. So that's seconded by Don. So in which case then, sorry, Adil, I forgot. Is it you that's going to read the name of each councillor, or am I going to do that for a vote? This is a good test, isn't it, this one?
It is. I assumed you were going to do it.
You're going to do it.
I'm doing it. OK, so first of all, on the motion to suspend Standing Order 1B, Pam Kane, how do you vote? Pam? You need to unmute your microphone so that we can hear you.
Yeah, I can't move fast. That's fine.
Yeah, in favour. That's great. Don's already seconded that motion. Don, you're in favour, yes?
Yes.
Chris?
In favour.
Jeremy?
In favour.
Stuart?
In favour.
Kamal?
In favour.
Maureen? Maureen, I think you might have your microphone on mute.
In favour.
Yes. Janice? Dennis?
Yeah, in favour.
In favour, thank you. Gillian?
In favour.
Thank you. Tony?
In favour.
I vote in favour, so that's unanimously carried. So that was quite a good test, wasn't it, having that motion. OK, so moving on to 24.3, apologies for absence. Councillors, note any apologies for absence. I've had two apologies from Peter and from Velda, who both said that they didn't feel that they were able to participate. Are we happy to consent to those absences? Can I ask anybody who isn't to let me know on this particular one? In which case, I'll take that as carried. Moving on, declarations of interest, item 4 on the agenda. To receive any councillor's declaration of local non-pecuniary interests. So I've got a few of these now. So on 20.04.11, land registration, Don Darling as a community centre trustee. On 20.04.10, joint local plan response. This is a test of whether I can recognise all your initials. Jeremy, Chris, Kamal and Tony as Community Land Trust members. On 200410, New Street application, Jeremy as a neighbouring property owner. Okay, so those are non-pecuniary interests. The pecuniary interests.
James.
Sorry,
Also on the community, sports and community, I'm a trustee there.
Yes, but you're the parish council rep, so it's not a vocal non-pecuniary interest.
Okay.
Sorry, I should have declared an interest. So I didn't think about it. Sorry, that's me. Pam Kane.
That's on 200411. Yeah, land registration. Yeah.
And probably Dennis should.
Yes, I should. I forgot. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Dennis, I'll add you to that one too, or Adil will. And okay. So, to receive any disclosable pecuniary interest is the next item on the agenda. And yes, I've disclosed a pecuniary interest under 494 payments, as there is a payment for me on the list. So I won't vote on that item. I'm not sure how I could withdraw from the room. I suppose I could walk out of the study into the hall. But yes. Item number five, dispensations. We haven't received any dispensations. Item number six, we've got some more temporary changes proposed here to standing orders. This is a motion that I've proposed. And I'm going to go through quickly. Oh, Adil's going to put it up on the screen. That's really helpful. Okay, so there's a motion here. All of these motions are effectively proposed under emergency legislation that the government has put in place due to the coronavirus situation. So point A is around continuing the appointment of the chair until the next meeting that we meet in person. Point B is to enable us to hold meetings remotely, which we're doing at the moment. Point C is to do with how we vote in the meetings. And how we put our agenda and papers only to come on the website. And point D is for committee meetings where possible to be held remotely. Yeah. Or via email. Okay. So before we proceed to a vote on this issue, does anyone want to speak on this or make any amendments? No. Okay. In which case, we'll proceed to a vote on this now. So, Pam Kane.
Yeah, fine. That's okay.
Don Darling.
Yeah, that's okay.
Chris Edwards.
In favour.
Jeremy Fox.
In favour.
Stuart Gemmell.
In favour.
Kamal Ivory.
In favour.
Register. Maureen John.
In favour.
Valda Lummis.
Not here.
Oh, sorry. Dennis Merritt.
In favour.
Gillian Rennie Dunkley.
In favour.
Tony Wisby.
In favour.
I'm voting in favour. That motion's unanimously carried. Moving on to the next item, 7 minutes. Councillors to review and approve. The minutes is a true record of business conducted at the meeting held on the 9th of March. The minutes are available to view at on our website, and the deals put them onto the screen now. So anybody got any comments on these minutes before we proceed to a vote on them? No? Okay, in which case, can I ask, just go through again, Pam Kane. Pam, I think you need to unmute.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, sorry. Okay.
Yeah, Don Darling.
Yeah, okay.
Chris Edwards.
Approve.
Jeremy Fox.
Okay.
Stuart Gemmell.
Agree.
Kamal Ivory.
Okay.
Maureen John.
Okay.
Dennis Merritt.
Okay.
Gillian Rennie Dunkley.
Okay.
Tony Wisby.
In favour.
So I vote in favour. That's unanimously carried. Moving on to the next item, 8, public forum. So we did give members of the public the opportunity to raise questions with us or even to request the code to join the meeting if they wanted to. Nobody asked for a code to join the meeting. However, we have received some comments from members of the public regarding planning, and these will be noted at that point in the meeting. It seems to make most sense to do that. Okay, so we will move on. Item 9, finance. Okay. All motions proposed by me. Okay, there was a finance committee meeting held on the 6th of April. The report is attached to the agenda. It's attached at the end. So moving on to these items here, financial regulations. Revised motion. Okay. So there's a motion here. Adil, have you put this? Oh, yeah, there we go. Are you able to just scroll it down a little bit so we can see the motions? Yeah. Okay. So the original motion on here was that the financial regulations are temporarily amended as follows. That the clerk, in conjunction with the chair of the council or the chair of the finance committee, can approve items below £1,000. And then there's some text here about the extreme risk to the delivery of council services. So that was the original motion. So we did receive a comment on this motion from it was Kamal, wasn't it, that I think commented on this?
Yes, it was Kamal.
She commented around why there was a necessity to do this, and also on, you know, whether this was necessary. So I think why is this needed? Why can't all members of the finance committee do this? What I've responded on here is to suggest that that I'd be happy to propose an amendment to my motion to delegate authority to the finance committee to authorise budgetary expenditure up to £1,000 in accordance with financial regulation 4.1. But keep and add some text saying, should the expenditure relate to the Stubbrook Health Centre and there is a risk for the safe and secure operation of the surgery, then the limit shall be £2,000. That would be an amendment to this.
That would be an amendment to a different financial regulation. That would be 4.5. So 4.1 would be that the...
Yes.
Sorry, something's appeared on my screen, would be that the finance committee would approve between 500 and 1,000, and then parish council, because that's what it says in the financial regulations, a delegated committee, and then 4.5 would be, it would remain the same, £500 in an emergency, unless the emergency related to the health centre, then it would be 2,000.
Okay, Kamal, can I ask you, because you made these comments, what's your view of our suggested change to this motion?
It's fine. Did you hear me?
Yes, I did hear. Thank you. Sorry, Kamal. Yeah. Thank you. So to be clear, what this would mean is that these decisions up to £1,000. Adil, can you just summarise? Yeah. So that would be approved by the finance committee,
well, there are three layers at the moment in the financial regulations. The bottom layer is me up to £500. Yes. The next layer is between 5 and 1,000 to a delegated committee, but we haven't delegated one. And then the third layer, the top layer is the parish council for everything over 1,000.
Okay. So what would it mean if we passed this motion?
It would mean that the second one, the finance committee, would have the delegated authority up to 1,000.
Yeah. And would anyone be able to approve expenditure up to 2,000?
That's for the next one. The next one is the emergency payments. Currently, I can authorise any expenditure up to £500 in the case of an emergency. And then there's an added paragraph that says that if there is a problem with the health centre, that I can approve payments up to 2,000, which is something that's only occurred to me during this time. But actually, it would be sensible, because if I have to wait 7 days to call a parish council meeting to spend anything over £1,000, or even over £500, if I have to call the finance committee meeting, the health centre could be compromised if I can't get a window replaced or a door replaced.
Okay. So the three levels, if this motion is passed with the amendment that I've suggested, would be you up to £500, the finance committee up to £1,000, and then what, Adil? Sorry.
Parish council, everything over 1,000.
No.
I'm a little bit confused, because I thought there's still this £2,000.
Yeah, it's a different financial regulation that it changes. 4.1 is one financial regulation. 4.5 is another financial regulation. They're two different regulations.
Yeah, I know that. Sorry.
May I just ask, do you mean 4.5 is emergency and the other thing is just normal payments that
arrive? Yes. 4.1 is for normal, everyday, delegated, budget reapproved expenditure.
Okay, I understand.
4.5 is the in case of extreme risk to the emergency payments.
Okay.
May I ask again? If you had to call the finance committee in the first case of 4.1, how long would that take to get a meeting together in practical terms?
We have to give 3 working days notice. But that's only to approve expenditure, budgeted expenditures, not to approve emergency expenditure. So that would be fine.
Okay.
So we've got two.
Can I just explain? The first one is to allow expenses to be paid, invoices to be approved by the finance committee rather than having to call 13 people together to do it if there isn't a parish council meeting. That's basically the difference. The second one, the 4.5, is if there is an emergency, I need authority to incur expenditure.
Okay, so on both of these, the proposed amendment to 4.1 is, rather than this being done in conjunction with the chair of the council, the chair of the finance committee, it's delegated to the finance committee. And in 4.5, we're inserting some work. Effectively, the limit is £500, but should the expenditure relate to Stradbroke Health Centre and there is a risk for the safe and secure operation of the surgery, then the limit shall be £2,000. Adil, that's correct, yes?
Yes.
Let's just ask another question. Couldn't get a forum for 4.1, say you couldn't get a forum for the Finance Committee for some reason.
Tony, can I just say everybody's going to be given an opportunity to speak one at a time? So, if you let me explain, then James can call everybody one at a time and then everybody can have. So I'll just go through it one more time. The current financial regulations state that you can have 3 levels of authority to approve approve payments. That's what we have at the moment. That's in the financial regulations. Point one is the parish council for everything over £1,000. Point two is a delegated committee, of which we don't have one. So I put it in the answers. So 4.1, the financial regulation currently reads, expenditure on revenue items may be authorised up to the amounts included for that class of expenditure in the approved budget. This authority is determined by the council for items over 1,000, a duly delegated committee of the council for items over 500, and the clerk in conjunction with the chairman of the council or the chairman of the appropriate committee for items below 500. I'm just suggesting that we fulfil financial regulation 4.1 that currently exists and is adopted, and we delegate the function between 500 and 1,000 to the finance committee.
Okay.
And then the second part is the emergency payments, which is completely separate. It's a separate financial regulation, and everything in that stays the same, except after it says subject to a limit of £500, full stop, should the expenditure relate to the Stradbroke Health Centre and there is a risk to the safe and secure operation of the surgery, then the limit shall be £2,000. So they're two completely separate financial regulations. The first one is to incur, authorise the class of expenditure between 500 and 1,000 to the finance committee. Everything below 500 is already delegated to me, and everything over 1,000 is already delegated to the council. So it's just to delegate a committee for the middle one.
Thanks, Adele. Sorry about the confusion. Can I then ask, I'm going to go through the list and ask people for comments or questions. Pam Kane.
Looking at the first one, the third bullet point, it says the clerk, but it still says in conjunction with the chairman or of the council or chairman of the finance committee. Does that still stand that you have to?
So we're proposing that that's amended.
No, that's fine. I'm quite happy to make a phone call to the chairman of either committee to tell them I'm incurring the expenditure. I don't have to call a meeting to do that.
And
sorry, you're talking about 4.5, Adele. Sorry.
No, Pam was talking about 4.1.
Okay.
And can I just ask, can we pass a delegation to the finance committee without actually proposing a motion and putting it on the agenda? Or would that have to be for the next meeting? Can we do it now, is what I'm saying?
Well, you published this question now because... and answer session, so I would imagine, yes, you can. This is exceptional.
We can do it now. We can do it now because it's an amendment to the proposal, so we can.
Right, okay. Right,
it's an amendment to the motion.
I'm happy then with the first one. The financial regulation 4.5, I'm thinking back to an emergency payment previously, which there was some question in my mind as to whether there was emergency. So does ODIHL refer to the chairman to find out if the chairman...
Pam, can I just say that we've been over this quite a few times. It was the payment that was the emergency, not the work that it was for. I had to pay a deposit before the work could be undertaken. The work had been approved.
Okay, well, I don't think we should go back over these grounds. I think the question that Pam asked was, if you incur emergency expenditure, ODIHL, would you consult with the chair? And I think the answer to that is you would, wouldn't you?
Of course I would.
Right.
Yeah. But if I was to say, if I can't get hold of anybody, I will authorise the work because I cannot leave the surgery insecure.
Yeah, I can understand that. Can I just also remind that these amendments were to be reversed and reviewed, or reviewed and reversed, as is stated in the on the agenda? They're temporary amendments.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it's quite important that that is actually minuted, that they are temporary.
Thanks, Pam. So I'm moving on now to Don.
Yeah, I'm happy with that subject to what Pam just said as well.
Chris?
I'm generally happy. I would take the... I'm all in favour of delegations myself, and so I would like to see that last statement made to be reviewed, because reversed is predetermining the outcome. We might decide that we want to continue with a higher level of delegation. Well, personally, I'd be quite happy. So apart from that, yes, I support the motion.
Jeremy?
Yeah, I'll support the motion as it's been discussed.
Stuart?
Yes, I'm happy to support the motion.
Kamal?
Yes, to both.
Maureen?
Yes, to both.
Dennis? I think you're muted. Hello, Dennis. I'm not sure I can see him, actually. Oh, there he is. Hi, Dennis.
Hi, I don't know what happened there. We lost the link. Broadband, I've been told.
Oh, OK, you're back now. Did you hear any of that? Or
no, I didn't hear
repeat it all. Otherwise, we really will be here all night. OK.
Shall I give you my thoughts now?
Yeah, go on, then.
I haven't heard what anybody else has said. The first one, see, I'm comfortable with that one. The second one is that the lead person with that seems to be a deal. What happens if a deal is on holiday? Is that transferred to yourself, James?
The deal, do you have a comment on that?
Well, given that in my entire 5 years of being in this council, well, 4¾ years, I've only actually once been unable to be contacted because I was in America. I don't think that's an issue, but I would assume that if you're happy, it would revert to the chair.
I mean, that's, yeah.
Okay.
It's only going to happen once, hasn't it? Yeah, that's fine. Thank you.
Thank you, Dennis. Gillian?
Yes, provided it is, that word temporary is there.
Okay, Tony?
Yes, I agree with it. Yeah, as we've discussed it, everyone seems in favour of the amendment. I didn't really see a need for an amendment, but I'm in favour of the vote with the amendment, yes.
Okay, well, I'm happy with it as amended too. So I think rather than go back through that, as nobody expressed any dissatisfaction with that, I'll take that those two as carried. And move on now to the motion around a payment card. Also, just to say, hello, Julie. I'm aware that you have joined, Julie Flatwell, our district councillor. I'm aware that you have joined us. As soon as we finish this agenda item, I'll invite you to give your report, OK?
Thank you, James.
Thanks a lot, Julie. OK, so, yeah, second motion was to avoid breaching financial regulation 6.2. We're asking the council to approve a corporate multi-pay card to be used solely by the clerk with the following limits: individual transaction limit of £500 with a monthly total transaction limit of £1,000. The cost for this card is £50 initial setup fee, then £3 per month thereafter. Financial regulations 6.18 to 6.20 allow for this to be undertaken and will be updated with the limits accordingly. So that's the proposal here. I'm just looking to see whether there was a comment on this. I think, hang on a second. Sorry. Yes, there was a comment from Pam. She said, what sort of expenses would be paid for with the card? And we had some answers from the clerk saying it's a credit card. What sort of card was it? The allowances are part of the contract of employment, have no bearing on the agenda items. This isn't to pay for expenses like website costs, defibrillator replacement parts, things at the moment that the deal has been paying for with her own card, which she's not allowed to because the financial regulations don't let her do that. They say that she shouldn't be doing that. But in order to allow the council to do its business, that's had to happen. So the limits and the deals responded on this, saying the clerk may authorise expenditure up to £500. And the answer to that is that's why the single transaction limit was set at £500. It was assumed that any costs higher than £500 would be invoiced. I responded saying a council is free to propose an amendment to the motion in respect to the payment limits at the meeting if they want to. So Pam, do you want to come in now, and I'll go down through everybody. Pam,
I would prefer to see lower limits. I unless Odile is sure that she's going to need to spend up to that sort of money. It's a lot of money, isn't it? And as I said in the finance meeting, I know she's not going to be going off on a Caribbean cruise on the parish council credit card, but we have to be seen to be, I don't know, safeguarding public funds.
Adil, do you have a response on the amounts? I mean, I think there are things you might need to pay for either that would cost rather more.
I don't know, but as I can make payments up to £500, that's why it was suggested that the single transaction should be £500.
Okay. John, can I ask for your, if there's anything you want to say? I think we're probably going to have to take a vote on this one.
Yeah, I'm not too happy about the top limit. I'd imagine you could do 250s twice and that would be £500. So, I mean, nothing to stop you doing that. So in reality, I think it's covered if you did 250.
Chris?
Sorry, can I just come back on that one?
Yes.
If I have to make a payment of £500,
yeah,
that would then not allow me to make any other expenses claims in that month. So even if it was two 250s.
Ah, so once you've reached the limit of £500 in expenditure.
Well, Pam wasn't happy about the limit of 1,000 either. So, I mean, I have to say, I think if I'm allowed to spend £500, if the financial regulations allow me to spend £500, I'm not sure why the transaction limit can't be £500.
No, I agree. That's fine.
Okay. Chris?
Yeah, I support the motion.
Jeremy?
Support the motion.
Stuart?
Yeah, I support the motion.
Kamal?
Fine with me.
Maureen?
Yeah, I support the motion.
Dennis?
Yes, that's okay.
Gillian?
In favour.
Tony?
I support the motion.
Okay, I'm in favour of the motion. Pam? I think we appear to have approval from other people to the motion as it stands.
Well, if everybody else is happy with it, then okay, fine.
Okay, thank you. Moving on to the second financial item here, year end. The motion here is for councillors to approve the following documents which have been reviewed by the Finance Committee.
Sorry, James, did you want to get Julie in or do you want to do all of this now?
I was going to just complete these items under, mind you, sorry, but we will be here forever, won't we, actually? So, yeah, let's break at this point and ask Julie to come in with her report, actually, because otherwise it will be a long time. Julie.
Hello, everybody. Lovely to see you all virtually. I sent Odile a earlier briefing and then I just updated it because things are happening so fast. I wanted you to have some information earlier on. And I've also sent Odile some handy numbers if anybody needs them in a hurry. So, but if anybody's got anything to ask me, I mean, we are flat out at Mid Suffolk at the moment, trying to keep homeless housed, victims of domestic abuse housed, young people who have been what we call sofa surfing with their mates have now been like chucked out by their friends' parents. So basically there's quite a lot of people who we hadn't counted for before, but we've got Cedars Hotel in Stowmarket that we've turned into rooms for, you know, just for these types of needs. So working around the clock with that, and the communities team have obviously been really busy. We have divided all our offices, our community offices, up into the region. So we have one in this area as well. So that if there's an emergency for food or anything, the officers actually come out themselves if we can't get hold of a volunteer in that area. So, you know, some fantastic work going on. And obviously everybody is working remotely. No one is in the office at all. So if anybody wants to ask me any questions about anything, please go ahead. I'll mute my mic now.
Thank you very much for that, Julie. And it's great to hear the work that the district council are doing to kind of accommodate people at this time. It's amazing how many people, from what you're saying, probably more than any of us thought. Do any councillors want to ask Julie any questions?
No.
Dennis? Sorry, was that you I heard?
No, it was me saying no.
Oh, OK, sorry. Apologies. Thank you, Dennis. Anyone want to ask anything?
Did Pam have her hand up?
No, I don't think so.
Sorry, no, I was just turning the light on, but I decided I don't want it on.
You prefer to be in darkness, would you, Pam?
Yeah, okay. Definitely.
Did you all understand what's going on in the planning department?
No.
So, okay. We've seen something about delegation to officers for planning. Is that what you were referring to, Julia?
Yeah. Yes, what's going to happen is contentious applications will still be going to committee, but that will be virtual committee. And as you can imagine, that's going to be fun. They've had a practice one and they've got a real one coming up next week. So they're going to see how that goes and they will be carrying on with virtual committees. But anything that's easily sorted and is not contentious has been delegated to the higher officers to look at it and make a decision. Does that help?
Yes, thank you.
Can I ask a question, please, Julie?
Yes, do.
Can the public attend those meetings?
At the moment, it will be the parish deciding on who is going to go and talk for the parish, as always.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Julie. Anyone else got any other questions for Julie?
I have another. I could write to you, Julie, but as you're asking for questions, are there any more food banks being planned?
Sorry, Tony, what did you say?
Are there any other food banks being proposed?
Okay, so at the moment, Mid Suffolk have just given £1,500 to the Waveney one, which is collected from I, and also throughout the district, Stowe Market, etc. Yes, they've given money to all of them.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And if you want, just tonight, Laxfield had raised some money for the food bank, and the chair of Laxfield has given her, she has an allowance for things that crop up, and it's £500, so they've given that as well.
Thank you.
If anybody needs any information at all, through Odil or through James or yourselves, if you want to know anything, just email me.
Thank you, Julie. Anyone else want to ask anything of Julie? No? Okay, in which case, thank you very much for joining us, Julie. Much appreciated.
Thank you. It's a pleasure and lovely to hear you all. So safe and sound.
Thank you, Julie.
Yeah, nice to hear you as well, Julie. Okay, I noticed that when we were speaking that Guy also joined us. So what I'll do now is ask Guy whether he would like to present his anything to us. Hi Guy, can you hear us okay?
Heard you loud and clear. It's a terrific system, well done.
Yeah, hello, hi Guy.
Greetings. Okay, well I think the important thing really to emphasise, like District Council, the County Council, it is all hands to pumps. Particularly impressive, I think, was the when the County Council got the list from Central Government of particularly vulnerable people. I can advise you that everyone who was on that list, particularly if they're on their own and were needing food or medicine, that was dealt with within a day. So throughout Suffolk, that was actually dealt with. The issues of the PPEs, as far as Suffolk is concerned, I've been informed that the stocks levels in Suffolk are good and we are meeting all demands. We have received requests from residential homes and those are all being dealt with. There's strong cooperation, of course, with Suffolk Fire and Rescue, and the military are helping us with logistics and stock control. I think what is impressive, frankly, throughout Suffolk, particularly this particular part of the world, is the way that people have sort of come together to meet the challenge. I think from a personal point of view, if the government had engaged people more earlier on and getting all these things done, we'd be in a better position rather than trying to sort of do things, everything from the centre. But that's just a personal opinion. We like the districts. We're going to be having virtual meetings. We're going to try that out. And if you like, the officers are working from home. But I think what, as I come back to my point, I think what is really impressive is where the people have knuckled down under this terrible emergency. So that's my modest report, Chairman. And thank you for inviting me to your meeting.
Thank you very much, guys. Good to hear from you. I wanted to know if anyone else would like to ask Guy any questions. No? OK, that's great. Well, thank you very much for joining us.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Okay, so we will move back on to the agenda now, back to 2 year end. So we have a motion here. We have to approve five documents, basically. Adil's, I think, is going to put them onto the screen for us. So effectively, A is year end accounts, B is explanation of variances, C is final reserved funds report. These are items that have been reviewed already by the Finance Committee. D is the SIL report and E is the asset register for 2019-20. Just looking down to see whether there were any comments on this. Don't think there were, unless I've missed something on the response sheet. 24049.
No, there weren't, James.
Sorry, I was making sure. Okay, so does anyone have anything to comment on any of these? I will go down through the list. Pam, you're muted.
No, my husband thinks that'd be a good thing. They're all fine as far as I'm concerned.
Don.
Yeah, okay, by me.
Chris.
Yeah, approved.
Jeremy.
Approved.
Stuart.
No problem.
Kamal.
Approved.
Maureen.
Approved.
Belda. Oops, sorry. Dennis.
Okay.
Gillian.
Approved.
Tony.
Approved.
I'm happy with them, so that's carried unanimously. So moving on now to 2.2. So we have a motion here to approve the reclaiming of VAT of £1,407 for the period 1/4/19 to 13/3/20. Adil, do you see any reason why I can't group the next four motions together?
Yes.
What, there's a reason I can't?
Yes, they have to have separate, three and five have to have separate
to be approved because
minutes,
for governance reasons. Yes.
For governance purposes.
Fair enough. Okay, in which case I'm now going to take a vote on two, which is the motion to reclaim the VAT. So I suspect this might be a rather quick vote. Pam?
Yeah, okay.
Don?
Yeah, okay.
Chris?
Yep.
Jeremy?
Yep.
Stuart?
Yep.
Kamal?
Yes.
Maureen?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yep.
Gillian?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
I'm in favour, unanimously carried. Item three, governors to review and approve section one of the annual governance and accountability return 2019-20. This is the so-called AGAR, isn't it, Adil? Yeah. Anything to say on this one, Adil?
Can't hear Adil.
Oh, yeah, we can't hear her.
Sorry, I was just trying to get the document to work and for some reason it's not working.
Oh, dear.
So what I'll do, James, is I'll have to read the questions out and you'll have to answer them on behalf of the council and then everybody can agree that that's what they wanted.
Okay.
Okay, so.
I think they're back now.
They're here now.
No, that's the agenda.
No, that's the agenda.
No, it's not liking it.
No, it's not, is it?
Okay, I'll read the questions out and James can answer on your behalf. And if any of you have the comment to make at the end, then. So we have put in place arrangements for effective financial management during the year and for the preparation of the accounting statements.
Okay, so evidence for this. AGAR examined and Section 2 figures agreed for 2019-20. Explanation of variance is noted as comprehensive. This is from the internal audit report. End of year accounts were well presented, says the internal audit report.
Try that one.
Yes.
Here's the document.
This is what I'm reading, basically. I've got a paper copy of it in my hand. yeah. Well, as we've got it on the screen, I guess I don't need to read it. Is that?
Well, you just need to, everybody, we need to minute that everybody's happy that we answer yes to all of those questions.
So the first question is around arrangements for effective financial management.
So what I thought was if you could answer yes, and then the councillors could all agree with the yeses at the end, because otherwise we could have, this could go on a long time. But as I read the questions, they can see the evidence and you're saying yes to. So we have put in place arrangements for effective financial management during the year and for the preparation of the accounting statements.
Yes.
We maintained an adequate system of internal control, including measures designed to prevent and detect fraud and corruption, and reviewed its effectiveness.
Yes.
We took all reasonable steps to assure ourselves that there were no matters of actual or potential non-compliance with laws, regulations and proper practices that could have a significant financial effect on the ability of this authority to conduct its business or manage its finances.
Yes.
We provided proper opportunity during the year for the exercise of electors' rights in accordance with the requirements of the accounts and audit regulations.
Yes.
We carried out an assessment of the risks facing this authority and took appropriate steps to manage those risks, including the introduction of internal controls and/or external insurance cover where required.
Yes.
We maintained throughout the year an adequate and effective system of internal audit of the accounting records and control systems.
Yes.
We took appropriate action on all matters raised in reports from internal and external audit.
Yes.
We considered whether any litigation, liabilities or commitments, events or transactions occurring either during or after the year end have a financial impact on this authority and, where appropriate, have included them in the accounting statements.
Yes.
There is a question 9, but it doesn't apply to us because we don't have a trust fund.
Okay, thank you. So what I will do now is I will go through and get everybody to say whether they agree or not to those questions that I've answered yes to. So Pam.
I'm afraid I'd have to abstain on this one because of what was mentioned earlier. I will have to abstain on this one because of what I mentioned earlier, a payment that was made with regard to the health centre. So I'm abstaining.
Okay. Right. Don.
Yes, approved.
Chris.
Approved.
Jeremy.
Approved.
Stuart.
Approved.
Kamal.
Approved.
Maureen.
Approved.
Dennis.
Approved.
Gillian.
Approved.
Tony.
Approved.
And that's approved by me. So that is carried with one abstention. Okay, item 4. So an internal audit was commissioned by the council. And that internal audit did not have any matters that it raised that were needed to be brought to the council's attention. We've circulated a copy of this internal audit. And so again, I will go through. I think
there's no vote on the audit. It's just to note and to answer any questions on it.
So that's correct. We don't need to vote on it. But Pam, you did raise a query on it, didn't you? I think about
it was a minor thing, and Odile has sorted it.
That's fine. Can I ask whether anyone else wants to comment on this? No. Okay. So, councillors to review. This is 5 and approve section 2 of the AGAR. Oh dear. This one's glitching too, isn't it? I think you might need to open it again, Adele. I'm not sure if it's... Oh, is that... No. That was the report, wasn't it? That's the internal audit report. Adele, I think you're muted.
These are the figures that would be in the boxes.
Okay.
So they've been approved by the auditor as being correct, and that's what's in the boxes.
Okay. So I'm just going to go through and ask people to approve section 2 of the AGAR, which is the balances in box 1 to 10 that you can now see on the screen. And there is a separate document, but that glitched. Pam?
Yeah, that's fine.
Don?
Yep, that's fine.
Chris?
Approved.
Jeremy?
Approved.
Stuart?
Approved.
Kamal?
Approved.
Maureen?
Approved.
Dennis?
Okay.
Gillian?
Approved.
Tony?
Approved.
I've approved that, unanimously carried. Thank you very much. I think we ought to note that it's a good reflection on the council and on Adele's work that we get such a good report from the auditor. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Adele.
Yeah, thanks.
Well done.
So, moving on now to item 3, revised budget. So, just looking at the documents here, We did have a statement from Peter Smith on this item about the surveys. Sorry about the rather sorry the revised budget for the surgery. We'll come to that in a minute. So the items here are for councillors to approve the revised budget, for councillors to approve the appointment of contractors as per the report from the Finance Committee, and for councillors to approve that the trees behind the tennis court should be reduced in height to fence level. Right, let's just look at any questions we had on this one first. And so we did get some questions here. Okay, well, I'll ask people to come to them as we go through, actually. Let's just go down through. But we're going to look at those three motions there. So the revised budget, contractors and those trees. So I'm going to go through this time just to ask people to give comments, not asking you to vote. We'll come to that a little bit later. So, Pam, first of all, we'll start with you.
Sorry,
Pam, we can't.
Yeah, OK. Commenting on all three in these revised budget, or just number one?
Let's start with the first one. revised
budget. Yeah, I mean, the revised budget is fine, but I have comments to make on number two, the contractors.
Okay, I'll make that now then, and then I'll get other people to make theirs at the same time. So on two contractors, yep.
Yeah, I noticed with the there's fire assessment listed at £350, which seems an awful lot. I mean, there was a fire risk assessment done in April of last year. Surely for this year it will just be a fire risk review.
As far as I'm aware, it's this, you have to have the same thing done every year. I mean, it may not be 350. It was 295 last year. I've put in an addition because I thought he might have put his prices up. I don't know.
But surely if he'll be doing more or less the same thing. I mean, does this or does it include the maintenance of fire extinguishers and fire equipment? Or does the surgery pay for that?
The surgery pay for that. This is an annual fire assessment and he has to carry it out because he cannot guarantee we haven't made changes to anything. So he does the same things every time, every year.
Yeah, it seems to me, it seems a waste of money. But so I mean, some sort of review, but not a whole fire assessment, I wouldn't have thought. Anyway, that's my comments. I don't think there was anything. Yeah, the trees are fine. I'm happy with that.
Okay, Don?
Yeah, I'm happy with that first one.
So the revised budget, the contractors and the trees, anything on any of those three?
We're not voting at the moment, are we? We're just commenting.
We're just commenting. Yeah. Are there any comments? No.
Yes, okay. I was just going to make a comment on the last item, basically.
Just 1 second. We're just going through person by person. Sorry, Stuart. We'll just come to you in a second. It's all right. Chris, any comments from you?
Being thick, could you just explain how the revised budget for the funding from reserves is made up? The 13,055. Sorry, 11,655.
I'll have to just open up the document that finance looked at. It's all right. Talk next one and I'll come back to you.
Okay. Jeremy?
Yeah, I've got no comment.
So Stuart, sorry, you did have a comment, Stuart. So yes,
I was just going to comment basically on that that fire risk analysis or whatever you call it. If it's going to be exactly the same as last year, I don't see why it should cost more.
Inflation.
That's a lot of inflation.
How much was it last year?
It was about £300.
Okay.
I mean, it may be less, or he may not be able to do it. I might have to find somebody else. But at the moment, I'll be asking him because he does us and he does the health centre at Fressingfield.
Okay,
the answer to Chris's question is the reserves figures are... general reserves will fund 2,500 for the land registration, £4,500 of health centre works, which is the rent that was unused this year. Yeah. And then ring fenced reserves is £850 from maintenance for the tree works and £3,800 from the churchyard and cemetery to do the chapel repairs.
That's all. It's just there's a £5 difference.
I think it's just a rounding on the computer.
Okay, just wanted. All right, thanks.
Okay, so we got to Stuart. So, Kamal?
No comment.
Maureen?
No comment.
Dennis?
No comment.
Gillian?
This is just about the trees, isn't it?
No, this is about the whole. This is the revised budget. This is revised budget, contractors and the trees.
No comment.
Okay. Tony?
No comment.
Okay, I haven't got any other comments on this. So, we can move then to a vote on this matter. Okay.
Did you want to read Peter's statement for the record or not?
Yes, I did have a statement from Peter. Sorry, I ought to read it because I did say that I would. So Peter Smith sent a statement, said, please give my apologies on Monday as I cannot take part. Roger and I always carried out the surveys and took responsibility for both surveys. John Doe's Limited supplied all the flooring and the surgery at cost price. He stated that he was not going to make money from a charity. Stones of Stubbrook had the same policy. The practice should be asked to help pay the bill. They have helped in the past. On two occasions in the past, when faced with a large bill for alterations, a trustee helped pay the bill. Perhaps a parish councillor will step forward. Kind regards, Peter. That's the message that we had from Peter. I think in respect of the proposed works at the Stubbrook surgery. Okay.
Can I just remind you, James, that you wanted to add possibly another £3,000 for the drainage work in the car park?
Yes, there was a question mark over the drainage, which has been raised a number of times, and we didn't budget, and this was pointed out to us by Kamal, quite rightly, that we didn't put anything in for that. My question was whether we ought to add a sum. This is just a budgetary sum of £3,000 to be paid for from SIL monies to try and sort out the drainage issue that does kind of rear its head outside the doctors. Kamal, that was a comment that you put to us. I don't know what I'll ask you for your view, and then I'll go through and ask other people's opinions.
Would be nice if it was resolved once and for all.
Yeah. Okay. Any questions?
For a long time.
Pam?
Again, it's coming out of reserves, I assume.
No, the proposal is we take it out of SIL money that we have.
What's happening about the nursery? Is nothing going on there then?
Well, nothing in the short term.
Right. It's just we seem to be robbing the poor old nursery. But now if everybody thinks it's a good idea, I'm quite happy.
John?
I think I've lost track of it. I've still got a question on the health centre.
Okay, in which case you can ask that now. That's fine. Yeah.
I'm a bit surprised that the planned expenditure is nearly twice that of the rent for the year. And it just strikes me as rather a lot, that's all. I mean, we're there put there for putting in about £10,000 to £15,000 into the construction or improvements within the surgery, which is not covered by the rent.
So I think that it seems that on that list of works that are needed for the health centre is some work that sort of carried forward that should have been perhaps done previously. Adil, I don't know whether you've got any further comment on that. There's a bit of a sort of, I don't know what the right word is, sort of work that's sort of, you know, like things that are rotting and things that need to be dealt with now. The building's got a bit older than it was, so perhaps that stuff, you know, hadn't been done previously.
Yeah, but to have a facilities upgrade project of £25,000, it strikes me we ought to be pretty well itemised. Or is that just a guess?
No, the schedule of works has been circulated on a number of occasions and is reviewed almost every time the finance committee meets. I attached it to the email that I circulated. It's on the, it's always on the parish council website.
Yeah.
I can almost quote it off the top of my head. I've been waiting so long. The water heaters have failed. They don't reach the required temperature. The taps need to be replaced. There's not enough insulation in the roof. The barge boards and soffits have rotted. Some of the windows have rotted. The doctors have requested that the carpet be replaced with lino for helping to keep the surgery clean. The two of the rooms are very stuffy. The air conditioning was never put into them, so there's an extension of the air conditioning. There's the manhole cover that is incorrect in the car park and it needs to be replaced. And the asbestos is cracked and needs to be encapsulated. That's been on the work for a year and I've only just got the quotes in.
I understand that. I just wonder if we could not actually use more maybe local contractors, some of whom would probably do some of that work for free.
John, I have, as a repeat, on a regular basis at parish council meetings in the clerk's report, I contacted 10 local plumbers and none of them could do the work. So in the end, I phoned NHS Property Services and they recommended two large companies that would do all of the work in one go.
I've been trying to find
a plumber for a year.
Chair, could I just comment that if you get free work, it's not indemnified. And this is an NHS facility. You've got to have indemnified work.
OK, Chris, is there anything you wanted to say, Don, before we move on? OK, thank you. Jeremy?
As far as the flooding of the car park causing the disruption and the entrance, I know it's inconvenient. I know it needs to be fixed, but maybe that's something that we could do a workaround somehow, different entrance. But it strikes me that that's not as important as some of the other work. Those are my comments.
Can I agree with you on that one, Jeremy?
Can I just say that it's the disabled patients who can't access the surgery, that's who it affects. It doesn't affect probably any of the councillors because you can step around the puddle or walk a different way or just, put a pair of wellies on. But for the disabled people, I mean, it's only a recommendation. It doesn't have to be spent if we can find a workaround. But if we don't budget it in there, it will look like an overspend all year if we do find a way of resolving it.
I'm in agreement to put the money in the budget for sure. But I was just wondering if that's something that can not be as high a priority as some of the other stuff. By all means, it must go in the budget.
Thanks, Jeremy. Stuart.
Yes, as a practical sort of person, being a farmer, I'm going on the car park issue basically. If one simply drilled a hole where the water stands in that puddle through the material that is the car park made of, the water would gradually just run away to the substructure. It would just, unless the water table was exceptionally high, the water would move, drain away.
Okay, Kamal?
Well, if I go with whatever you think, if there's a solution that doesn't require that much money, that's fine. I just think it should be seen to.
Maureen?
Yeah, I agree with the, we actually budget for it.
Okay, Dennis?
Happy.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, I would agree with that with the car park area. No other comment.
Thank you. Thanks, Dennis. Jill?
Yes, I mean, a couple of things. Firstly, I can't imagine that any work is going to be done on the health centre in the current situation. The NHS have got other things to think about and certainly don't want contractors tramping in. Also, I think we need to consider that the lease is up in November. And do we really want to spend that amount of money before negotiating a new lease?
Good point.
Can I just say, as the owners of the building, you do have a duty to make sure the building is in a good state. And whether the doctor signed a lease or not, the barge boards and soffits are rotting, the asbestos needs encapsulating. I still can't do a proper Legionella test because the taps don't reach the required temperature. And all of these things need doing.
Okay, Tony.
I'm very happy with the budget on the health centre, and I think it's forward planning and very professional for us to be doing that.
Okay. So just to make a comment myself on the health centre on the two things. First of all, I think the purpose of the £3,000 suggestion is to put a budgetary sum in there. There may well be, it may well not need £3,000 spending on it, and it hopefully doesn't need £3,000 spending on it. But I think it's designed to, if you like, show intention that we need to fix the problem, which I think we do, because I think it does cause an undue inconvenience, particularly to certain users of the health centre. Because it might be easy for some people to step around it, but probably not for others. So, my suggestion is only to put the money to one side. I'm not suggesting we will actually spend £3,000 on it. It's just to make sure we budgeted that sum. So just to be clear. Secondly, on the other work that needs to be done on the health centre and that's budgeted in here, just two comments, or maybe three, but... First of all, yes, it may well be true that it would be difficult to do this work today in the middle of the COVID-19 crisis. But if the COVID-19 crisis teaches us anything, it's that it's really important to have a high quality doctor's surgery in Stradbrook. And I can't think of a better use of money in Stradbrook than to invest money in that building to ensure that, for example, it has... flooring that isn't carpet, that isn't kind of dangerous. I mean, when I've been into the building recently, they've stripped everything out of there, so it's not a danger. So you've got taps that aren't an infection risk, because that's the case at the moment. So you've got water that's the right temperature, and other services for the local NHS. I think that is a really good use of money, and should be something that the council should be investing money into the local NHS service to make sure that the doctors, when the lease comes up, want to stay there. Because I think it's really been important at this time that we can go to the doctor's surgery in Stradbrook if we need to, that we can go there and get medicines, that we don't have to go a long distance. And that's even more important, I think, during the current state. And I think all of us have in mind how important those local NHS services are. So, that's my view, and that I think we should be putting this money, all of it, towards our local NHS service in Stradbrook. And yes, we do need to negotiate a new lease. But, the doctor's surgery at the end of the day isn't a commercial venture. It's there as a public service. And, I think that we should be putting as much money as we can into that.
I have no objection to that, so long as it is actually the money is genuinely budgeted for. In other words, that the contractors are the best contractors for the work that actually needs to be done. And there's a lot of work that needs to be done there, I agree. But at this point in time, with a new lease coming up, we don't know what the doctors are going to say or what they're going to do, or whether they would be open to assisting with extra money themselves. I think we need to act with caution. Obviously, we want the health centre to be the very best for the people of Stradbrook. Obviously, we want it to be safe and we want it to be healthy. But we also have the responsibility for public money.
I'm just going to make one comment and then I'll call whoever else wants to speak and then we'll go to a vote. I think the thing to remember is that the public money that we're being responsible for here came from the NHS to us. So that's just something to bear in mind. Sorry, and who was it else that wanted to speak?
I was just going to say
one final comment.
Yes, final comment. We could just have a quick report back on the funding method for the surgery for next meeting.
That might be useful as well. Thing to remember, I think perhaps this might answer what Gillian is asking actually, is that we're not actually taking a vote now on all of these matters. A deal is correct, isn't it? We're setting a budget, aren't we, at this point?
It's purely a budget so that we have something to work towards when we're looking at the quotes that have come in.
So the quotes will go back to the Finance Committee or to the full council?
Finance Committee have agreed to set aside an entire meeting to review the quotes to then make recommendations to the council.
So, Gillian, that might perhaps provide some reassurance to you that this money is not just going to get spent now immediately. It's a case of we are just setting a budget at this point in time.
So the work might not actually take place until the autumn.
That's
both companies are presently closed down because of COVID-19.
Yeah, it's very likely, I think. So at this point, this is a budget setting exercise. Mm-hmm. Okay, so in which case, I'd like to propose that we take two votes on this. A vote first, and I'll go down the list and ask you for both of these at the same time, because otherwise it'll take forever. A vote on whether we want to set aside the additional £3,000, and then a vote on the other three motions all together. Okay, Pam, so can I ask you, the £3,000 extra for drainage, how do you vote on that issue?
Yeah, that's fine.
And the other three motions?
I have to say I would prefer the quotes to come back to the full council rather than just the Finance Committee, but that's just my thought. Anyway, I approve the motion.
Yeah, okay. I think Adil did say actually that they'd be reviewed by Finance and then come to the full council for approval. Can I just ask her to clarify?
Yep. It's so over the limit for the Finance Committee to approve.
Yeah, it's just that the Finance Committee will scrutinise them in more detail and then they'll come to the council for approval.
Right, okay.
Don? First of all, £3,000.
Yeah, I do. Can I just add one other thought? With some of the repairs and renewals, or repairs, should I say, in front of the surgery, when we were doing the ditches to clear them out, several of us actually came up with the idea of how it could actually be solved in front of the surgery, such the water drains towards the main road and then out into the drain. I think that could be done relatively cheaply.
Okay, that's fine. So effectively just asking whether you would agree to the budget.
Yeah.
I mean, if it could be done cheaply, that's great. So you're happy with that, and also with the three other motions?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Moving down, Chris.
Yes and yes.
Jeremy.
Yes and yes.
Stuart.
As it's a budget, yes and yes.
Come on.
Yes to everything.
Maureen.
Yes and yes.
Dennis.
Yes and yes.
Gillian?
Yes, and yes, as it's provisional.
Tony?
Yes, and yes.
And that's 1.22. Okay, so that's unanimously carried. Thank you, everybody, for that. Moving on to four monthly reports. So this is kind of like our regular finance report. Councillors to note account balance as of the 31st of March. I've had cited these two statements via email and also the bank account. So the current account balance as of the 31st of March 2020 was £2,573.78. Deposit account balance was £46,271.92. Second item. Councillors to approve the regular payments for the year as listed on the schedule prepared by the clerk as vouchers numbers 2000 to 2005 plus voucher 2014. Adil, these are salary payments, aren't they, in the main?
No, they are just the regular payments that happened every month. So it's staff salaries and wages, clerk's allowances, mobile phone, public works loan board, gate locking, Eon for the shed, and bank charges.
Yeah, okay.
So this one here is two. So I'm going to go through and ask for approval on this one. Pam?
This is number two, is it? Yeah.
This is number two, yes. Yeah, yeah. Councillors to approve the regular payments the year as listed on the schedule.
Yeah, that's
by
fine.
The clerk.
Yeah, that's fine.
Don?
Yes, that's fine.
Chris?
Yes.
Jeremy?
Yes.
Stuart?
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Maureen.
Yes.
Yes.
Dennis. Oh, you beat me to it, Dennis. Jill.
Yes.
Tony.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's fine for me as well. Item three, councillors to approve BACS payment for online authorisation, including the exceptional year-end payments made in March 2020. As per the schedule prepared by the clerk, I'm not going to vote or speak on this item because one of these payment vouchers is for me. So can I just go through, Pam?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Don?
Yeah, that's okay.
Chris?
Yes.
Jeremy?
Yes.
Stuart?
Yes.
Kamal?
Yes.
Maureen?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Gillian. Gillian?
Sorry, yes.
It's all right. Tony?
Yes.
Okay, and as I said, I'm not voting on this item. Okay, that's carried. Item four, this is just to note, we don't need to vote on this. Councillors to note the receipts received in the month and the estimated reserve fund balances. Take into account committed funds as per the schedule prepared by the clerk. Any comments, questions on this from anybody? No. Okay, thank you very much, Adele. Moving on to item 10, planning. Okay, so first item here, councillors to approve a response prepared by the planning committee to Mid-Suffolk District Council consultation on the sustainability appraisal scoping report for the joint local plan. So I'm going to just go through now and ask ask you all in turn whether you've got any comments or questions on this. This is the first item under planning, okay? Response to the sustainability appraisal scoping for the joint local plan. Pam?
Very comprehensive, and congratulations to whoever composed it.
I think it was mainly Chris, if that's a fair comment.
I think it probably was, yeah. Well put together.
Thank you. Don?
I echo Pam's comments.
Chris?
No, the crux of it is just we're basically saying that Queen Street's too narrow to take all the traffic, and that's what we're all elected to support the village on. And so that's what it distills down to, in essence.
Jeremy?
It's a well-written, comprehensive and informative document.
Stuart?
Yes, I would agree with that.
Come on.
I agree with that too.
Maureen?
Yeah, well done, Chris.
Dennis?
Yes, it's fine.
Gillian?
Yes, I agree.
Tony?
Yes, thank you very much, Chris. I'd like to say, as individuals, can we respond as well?
No, I think is the answer to this, on this one. Chris, is that correct?
No.
I can answer that. The answer is no, I think.
If you've registered before and you can respond as a public citizen, I believe you can.
If you registered to talk about the local plan, to comment on the local
plan? Yeah, it's open consultation to everybody. It's open on the website. So I believe you can, as a private citizen, you can, and if you represent the Land Trust, you can also respond.
I think, wasn't the date the 24th of April, though?
Yes.
So you'd have to be quick if you do want to respond.
Yes, there's time. 5 o'clock on the 24th.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Chris, for clarifying. And yes, just Chris, to echo what other councillors have said, you know, my opinion, this is a great document, and a big thank you to you. But I know that you put a huge amount of work into this, I think, you know, we're very grateful to you for it. So thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Chair. We owe it to the village.
Thank you. So I won't go back and ask all of you to vote again on that issue, because it's clear that we are supporting that. So we've approved that. Thank you very much. So let's now move to the second item here, which is planning applications under review. So Planning Committee have submitted a report which can be viewed. I don't know, Adil, whether it's possible to put this report up. Thank you. Yes. So DC 200198, so this was outline planning permission for land south of New Street, Studbrook. So the majority of the committee members have no objections to note on this application to vary conditions 7, 8, 9. One committee member abstained from comment. So the motion on this one is that Studbrook Parish Council supports this application. Okay, I'm just going to ask all of you to say whether you agree with supporting that. Pam?
Yeah, that's fine.
John?
Yes, that's fine.
Chris?
Yeah, fine.
Jeremy?
I'm the abstaining one.
Okay, understood. Stuart?
Yes, I agree with that.
Kamal?
Could somebody tell me why the Archaeological Office wanted a full survey?
It's standard practice for a development, but they don't require it if there's no development going on top, and the part that the applicant is requesting be excluded is the land that will be given to the parish council.
But the response of the Archaeological Office was that despite that, they wanted a full survey, and I wondered why.
I don't know.
Kamal, other than that question, are you happy to support the application?
I'll abstain because I don't understand why they have that reservation.
Yeah.
Chair, could I just say what the implication of it is? If they have to dig up a large piece of green space, it will add to the cost of the scheme and potentially compromise affordable housing. But I think that's partly their thinking, that they're in a conditional contract, and anything that adds to cost means something's got to come off the bottom line, isn't it?
Understood. Maureen?
Yeah, I'm for it.
Dennis?
Yes, okay.
Gillian?
I agree.
Tony?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so I'm happy with it. And so I count two abstentions to that, but that's carried. So moving on to 01337, this is a lawful development certificate for the existing use. And it suggested that we don't make any comments on this application. So what I will do is just ask whether anyone thinks that we should make a comment. And if no one says anything, we'll just move on and not make a comment. Does anyone think we should make a comment? No. Okay. In which case, we were moving on to the next one. 01415. This is an outline application with all matters reserved. For the erection of 6 dwellings, including 2 affordable homes, following the demolition of the garage at Barley Green Garage site, Laxfield Road. So first of all, the clerks received some comments from members of the public regarding to this planning application. Adil, is this a good time for you to read those? Effectively, members of the public are concerned about the loss of an employment site that currently has three businesses operating from it. Is there anything else that we got from members of the public?
No, I had phone calls and they all said the same thing.
People worried about the loss of employment. So I think it probably, is it fair to say that it's not the businesses that are operating from that site that are wanting to go ahead with this matter, but the people that own the land? Yeah.
Yes, it's the people who own the land. The businesses didn't put the application in, the owner did.
Yeah. Okay.
Could I just ask what the businesses are that are on that site? Obviously the garage. What are the other ones?
I don't know. I think there's a coach company and there's one other. I don't know what the other one is.
The main business is the garage, isn't it? That's definitely the garage.
There's a garage, there's a coach company, and there's something else, a workshop.
Oh, right. Okay, that's interesting.
Right, okay. So the recommendation here is that from the finance, from the planning committee, is that Stradbroke Parish Council objects to the proposal for the reasons laid out in the committee's report, which I think is what we've got on the screen there.
We may need to add the comments from the public as well.
Okay. So these are the reasons that the planning committee think that we should object to this, effectively mainly about partly about the neighbourhood plan, which the applicant in the application effectively tries to criticise, and
this is key point, Chair, is that the isolation, he's claiming it's not isolated, and our point is, well, you know, if we thought it was a settlement, we would have invited the settlement to contribute to the plan and made a policy for it, but it clearly isn't part of the policy that is the neighbourhood plan for Stradbroke in any way. So that's it, really.
OK, so the planning committee are recommending that we object to this for the reasons that are stated there, and perhaps that we might also want to add the loss of employment. I don't know if that was put in there, but that would seem to be a good thing to add if it's not in there. Sorry, Chris, I can't remember whether that was in that particular report.
It's mentioned, but not. Yeah. I didn't realise there were three employees. That's important.
Yeah, so we probably would want to. So let's go through and see whether there are any comments from anybody else, and whether you agree that we ought to object to this. Pam, what's your view?
Yeah, because of the loss of employment. Yes, object.
Okay, Don.
Yeah, I'm dead against it.
Yeah, Chris.
Object.
Yeah. Jeremy?
Object.
Stuart?
Yes, object.
Kamal?
Object.
Maureen?
Object.
Dennis?
Yes, I would object.
Gillian?
Object.
Tony?
Object.
Okay, well, I think we should object to it too, so that's unanimous that we should object to the proposal for the reasons laid out in the committee's report and strengthened by the comments that we've received from members of the public on employment. Okay, so moving on then to item 11, land registration update from the clerk. So Adil, I'll hand over to you for this one.
Well, it's a sort of a non-update. As you know, I asked everybody concerned to see if there was any communication that proved that the parish council owned the land at the time of the swap, and the community centre haven't got any documentation. The tennis club have no documentation. The charity commission responded to say they don't. Land charges, which is part of Suffolk Legal, said they didn't have any, and Suffolk Legal said that they would have a look when they returned to their office, and they apologised that they didn't do it before lockdown, despite the fact that I asked them in February.
Okay, thank you very much for that. I'll just quickly go through and see whether anyone's got any comments or questions on that item. Pam, anything that you want to add?
No, nothing to add.
John?
No, nothing to add.
Chris?
I've got one comment, which is that somebody on the far side has formed an opening. It's been there for a while, which could obtain prescribed rights if it's not rebutted as an entrance into the from somebody's garden or from the field.
Oh, a garden.
Right. And I'm not sure whether that's you know, been written up as a formal right of way or whatever, but if it isn't, we should write and rescind any rights that person might acquire from forming the opening in the hedge. It's just okay. Good practice, really, because you never know what you're going to do in future with your assets. We don't want to bind the next generations of people from doing whatever they need to do for the sake of an acquired right through a hedge.
Where's the hedge? Where's the access come through?
It's as you're standing looking at the green, it's on the left hand side of the green, in the hedge, halfway.
Which green?
The community up at the community centre, the playing field. Playing field. I'm sorry. Not the green, playing field. When you're looking at the playing field from the community, from the sports centre, on the left hand side there's a gap in the hedge with a gate in it.
On the left hand side?
Yes, when you're looking at the playing field,
yes,
from the
community
sports centre,
yeah, then
on the left hand side, halfway round, there's a gap in the hedge.
Okay, I'll look into that. That's not really anything to do with the tennis court.
No, I know it's not, but it just needs to be taken into account when you're doing the registrations.
Okay.
Velda would know all about that.
Because it can be an acquired right. You see, if a right of first registration, you might have to register it subject to acquired rights, and that you don't want to do that.
Belongs to Coopers.
I was going to say, I think it belongs to Mr. Cooper, and I think it's probably a gap that was put in maybe years ago.
Well, if it is acquired, then and it's negotiated right, that's a different thing. So that would be fine. Then and just has to be recorded, and then the solicitor needs to know about it.
Right.
Okay. Thanks for that. Jeremy.
Hagenbert.
Any questions or anything on this? Nothing to say?
Nothing to say. No comments on that.
Yeah, thanks, Jeremy. Stuart?
No, I don't think I have any comments on this one. Thank you.
Thanks, Stuart. Kamal?
No comment.
Maureen?
No comment.
Dennis?
No comment.
Jill?
Nothing.
Thanks. Tony?
No comment.
Okay, I don't have anything to say on this. So thanks, Adil, for continuing to pursue this. Obviously, it's got somewhat sidetracked due to recent events. Okay, so 12 on the agenda was the County and District Council's reports. They've both given their reports to us, so we've done that. On 13 would be the date of the next meeting. So I guess we need to decide whether we feel we should meet at the next appointed time or what we should do under these circumstances. Adil, do you have a suggestion on meetings?
Well, I would suggest that possibly that you defer, you meet every other month at the moment, unless there's something urgent to discuss, because nothing much is happening.
Yeah.
And the next update will not be very much apart from signing authorising expenditure, but we can call a finance committee to do that.
Okay. Any And anyone got any comments on that?
I would agree with that.
Okay. Anyone else want to comment on this one? I'll tell you what we'll do. I'll just go through the list. It's better, isn't it, Pam?
Well, as long as the backlog of work doesn't pile up, so that the June meeting is, you know, a very full meeting. But no, I've got no objection to missing out a meeting, especially under these circumstances.
It's not the easiest thing, is it, to do?
No.
Yeah. Don?
No, I agree with that.
Chris?
Yeah, I would just say leave it to the clerk to if she needs to call a meeting. If she needs to call a meeting, then let her do that. Otherwise, we'll wait till, you know, things normalise a bit.
Jeremy?
What Chris said.
Stuart?
Yes, I would agree with Chris as well.
Kamal?
What Chris said.
Maureen?
Yeah, I'll go with the flow.
Dennis?
Yes, I'll go with that, yeah.
Gillian?
Wait till June.
Thank you. Tony?
Yes, yeah, I'm quite happy to wait till June, but I did suddenly think of something which, you know, is related to the rest of the meeting, and wondered whether we have given some donations, haven't we, to Good Neighbours. And I noticed that Laxfield, or we were told by a guy that Laxfield had a donation from Laxfield Parish Council. I might have been wrong. I just wondered whether we were going to give anything towards the food banks at all, or if we have already.
We did. We gave £150.
Okay. Thank you.
I think what happened at Laxfield is that the chair at Laxfield Parish Council gets some sort of an allowance that they usually spend on, presumably, kind of civic engagements or something. I don't know quite what they spent it on, and they donated that under the circumstances. But no such allowance is forthcoming in Stradbrook. So, but we have made those donations that Adil mentioned. But and again, yeah, that is something we could keep under review as to whether we felt that we wanted to do that going forward. It might be something to think about doing.
Okay, thank
good.
You.
I have spoken to Reverend Susan, and I've told her to get back in touch if she needs any more.
Yeah. So that's now brought us to the end of the meeting. So I just wanted to say thank you to everybody for bearing with us. It's not necessarily the easiest thing to do to hold a meeting with this number of people over a video conferencing link, but I think we did okay. So thank you all very much.
Thank you, James. You did a brilliant job. You made it very easy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Adil.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Adil, and thank you, James, for that. And thanks to everybody else, and keep safe, everyone.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Stay safe.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye. Thanks, James. Thanks, Adil. Thanks, all. And we did it in under 2 hours.
Yes.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Take care. See you all. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.